Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, or head on over to mark-narrations.com to select your favorite podcast if you'd prefer to listen there. Whatever you choose, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Jelly Japan Throwaway, who says, my 23 female boyfriend, 23 male, of 4 years in his family, just told me they're going on my dream vacation, and I don't know how to deal with my jealousy. Hi, r/relationships. First of all, I want to acknowledge how petty this is of me. I have no doubt in my mind that the jealousy I'm feeling is completely uncalled for. I just want to know how to deal with it. So, for years and years, it has been my dream to visit Japan. I began learning Japanese in elementary school and I am fascinated by their culture. I cook Japanese food, read books in Japanese and stay up to date with the culture. As I'm graduating college in a few months, I would love to have a travel the world vacation over the summer to Japan, but sadly, it's just not possible. I don't have that kind of money. To make matters even worse, in my junior year, I was given the opportunity to study abroad there and even received a small scholarship, but the degree plan I am in would not permit it. My boyfriend of 3 years, Jack, and his family, late 50s, are all aware of my love of Japan and desire to visit, and even the sensitive subject of the failed study abroad semester. So when his parents surprised me by telling me about their trip to Japan this summer, I was confused and shocked. Jack has zero interest in going to Japan. He's told me as much since then, and didn't even know about the vacation until his parents told me. The biggest problem is, every time they make more plans in Japan, booking tickets, meeting with tour guides, adding another place to visit, they make a big show of it to me and fill me in on every last detail. Maybe they think that it will be interesting to me, but in reality, it just upsets me. And yes, I know for a fact that I'm not invited. They've made it very clear that it's just a family vacation. They have also met with a hired local translator to come on vacation with them. They are paying for his vacation and his translating services, and the selfish part of me wants to know, why couldn't they have just used me? I'm fluent. Jack and his family have taken lavish family trips for as long as I have known them. They are very wealthy and have taken numerous enviable vacations. The Bahamas, New York, England, France, Grand Canyon. Whereas I have never been out of our home state. And all the places they've been before seems like typical hotspots for tourists and travelers. I just can't understand why they'd want to go to Japan, the one place I've gushed about visiting for years to them, and why they decided to make a big publicity show about it. I need your help on how to cope with this jealousy. Is it something that I should just suck up and deal with, or should I speak to Jack about it? I feel like it's so trivial that telling him how I feel would be pointless. I also want to know how to kindly tell his parents to stop mentioning every detail of their trip to me. Now, you mentioned how much you love Japan, the culture and everything about it, and it's been like almost your dream to visit Japan. So I kind of think that maybe they are going down this route that you would be interested in where they are going, and that's why they're giving you every little detail. But at the same time, I do think that if I was in their position, I would feel super cautious about it as well. Whenever I've been doing something that I think might be extravagant, I can never like boast about it to friends because I hate to feel like boasty about it at the same time or rub people's face in it. I'm always very conscious of that. Maybe that's a me problem, but it would certainly always be a worry in my mind. But then Rich says, and quotes, I feel like it's so trivial that telling him now how I feel would be pointless. I also want to know how to kindly tell his parents to stop mentioning every detail of their trip to me. Then goes on to say, nobody is going to change their behavior if you utterly fail to communicate how you feel. Be mature about this and start telling people what's up. You don't have to be a petty asshole about this, but you do need to start being honest. Start with your boyfriend. Tell him that it's hard to hear him and his parents talk about a trip because it's your dream to go back and it makes you feel jealous that you can't go. Be honest with him about your emotions. Then, the next time his parents share a trip detail with you, be clear with them as well. Compliment them on their enthusiasm about Japan, but make it clear it's hard for you to hear about the trip without going yourself because you want to go back so desperately. In short, communicate. Dawning Horror says, I went to Japan with my family. It was okay, but my parents are controlling and directed everything, even though I was a Japanophile. Went back years later with my own plan and on my own terms, and it was amazing. They're not planning your dream vacation. They're planning a vacation in your dream country. They'll probably go to all the tourist trappy locations, whereas you might check out remote onsen and ryokan or random sites like bullet train sushi or gachapon. Your cultural knowledge will make your trip deeper and more meaningful and make the places you choose to visit just better. Remember that. So Little Bobbers says, so fiance's parents, then boyfriend, did something kind of similar. At the time, we're in a long-distance relationship. I'd come back for summer break and hadn't seen my boyfriend for about a year. We were really looking forward to spending the summer together and made a ton of fun plans. Then his mum tells him she wants to go on a family camping trip for 2 weeks. Boyfriend doesn't think much of it and just kind of assumes I'd be invited. We'd been dating about 4 years and I was almost a part of the family. He tells me about the plans and tells me to mark the dates off, but I insisted he ask and make sure I was included. So he asked, and his mum said no. She did not want me to come. She said she wanted it to be family only and I would change the dynamic by coming. I was very upset. I didn't care too much about camping, but I just had spent months away from my boyfriend, only to now have to spend another 2 weeks apart of our very limited and valuable time. The kicker was, she invited my boyfriend's best friend to come. I never understood how she could say she wanted it to be family only and invite a non-family member. It actually hurt a lot to think she didn't consider me family like I did. I was sad and upset, and I still think about it to this day, but there's nothing that can be done. If someone doesn't want you on their trip, then you have to accept it. Whenever they would talk about plans, I'd simply excuse myself from the conversation. When they came back and had all these inside jokes and stories, I'd listen politely but not really engage. Other than that, there's nothing really polite to do. Jack's mum may not want a girlfriend on a family trip. I can see why a more traditional slash conservative person might be that way. She might not want just a girlfriend to be in the memories, pictures, etc. She might fear that your boyfriend won't bond with the family because he's focused on you. Who knows? And one more from a parent says, they are probably talking about it a lot to you because they know you are interested in Japan and they assume you'd be interested in the planning. They aren't thinking about your feelings. It's a bit boneheaded of them. When they bring it up in a joking way, just say, stop, I can't take it, I'm so jealous. And every time they try to tell you about it, just go, ugh, don't tell me about it, I'm desperate to go. Or, ouch, I'm happy for you, but I'm super jealous, let's talk about something else. If they have any tact, they'll tone it down. So then, OP did update the post, which started off, hi r/relationships, thanks for all of your advice in my previous post. To those of you giving me information on programs in Japan, thank you. I took all your advice to heart, but unfortunately, I already have a job in the STEM field lined up to begin this summer, and programs like those are not in the realm of possibilities. Anyway, onto the actual update. I talked to Jack the night after I made my post. I told him that I knew his parents meant well by it, but the way they were constantly filling me in on the details of their trip made me more sad than interested. At first, Jack didn't understand what I was trying to say or why hearing about the trip would upset me. I reminded him about my rejection from the study abroad program and the time he'd spent helping me work through that. He was able to empathize a little more. Jack told me he recognized that his parents were, albeit indirectly, being rude by going out of their way to tell me about the vacation. He said that gushing so much about vacation to anyone who wasn't going was insensitive, and if I asked them politely, they would tone it down. Unfortunately, he refused to talk to them himself. I'd requested that he do so to get things resolved a little more smoothly, but in the end it was up to me. I decided to call ahead and visit Jack's parents privately to have the conversation, instead of during or after one of our dinners. That would have been awkward. I broached the subject with his parents by saying that I appreciated their thoughtfulness in trying to keep me updated on the vacation planning, but that travel to Japan was still a sore subject to me, and hearing about it made me sad. I spoke for a while about my dream to travel there, to study abroad, and how I was very grateful that the experience had impacted me so strongly. It was incredibly selfish of me to get jealous so easily. I planned to work on my sensitivity in the light of the issue. I'd hoped that by making the conversation more focused on my behavior than theirs, it would deflect the blame from them and feel like less of a direct attack. It did not work so well. Throughout my whole monologue, they were completely silent. As soon as I finished, Jack's mum said quite coldly, "I'm sorry, you are offended." I kept the conversation going for a few more minutes, trying my hardest to reiterate that it wasn't their fault, but I received only short, cold responses. Jack's dad did not speak at all and walked out of the room as soon as I stood up to leave. Before I left, I thanked his mother for speaking with me and said I'd see them at dinner during the week. Her only response was, "We'll see."
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When I told Jack about the confrontation, he was confused by their reaction, but changed his stance on the whole thing. Now he's saying that I was being unreasonable from the start, and I should have been able to tell they would take it poorly, as it was rude of me to mention it to them at all. He insists that they would have had the same reaction if he had told them instead of me. Over the course of the week, Jack's parents never contacted me about dinner, which the four of us usually have together weekly. Our dinner dates are always on Wednesday, so yesterday, I decided to take the plunge and give his mum a call. I asked if she was still on for our usual Wednesday dinner, and told her I'd been wanting to make a new recipe for them to try for a while now. She said, "Sorry, that's not going to work." And that was the end of the conversation. So here's where I am now, hurt and completely confused. His parents are ignoring me completely, and my relationship with Jack is strange since he vehemently denies supporting me at all. I'm at a loss for what to do here. I don't know why either of them reacted like this. Any advice is appreciated, as always, but I've decided to just see if time will mend the wounds. In the meantime, I'm reconsidering my relationship with all three of them. Edit. Jack's mum called on the phone a couple of hours ago. In a nutshell, she told me very spitefully that they brought it up to me so frequently to make me jealous. She said they were hoping I would eventually break down and beg them to pay for me to come. That way, they could show Jack I am of a lesser social standing and not a good fit for him. Then, she basically broke up with me for Jack over the phone. The fuck? I am honestly at such a loss here. Maybe this was just a lie she made up because she was offended, but even so, it's incredibly hurtful. I have no idea if Jack knows about any of this, but I don't care. I am done with him and them. I do not want to be associated with such classist, manipulative people. This was such a terrific waste of 3 years of my life. My word, it takes a pretty cold person to admit that they was actually like purposely trying to make them jealous because they wanted them to break up in the end. Holy shit. Best off out of that situation to me. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. Now, our next story comes from Ain't No Worries Zero, who says, "Am I the asshole for leaving my in-law's house with my daughter after she told me she was feeling uncomfortable? I, male 37, have been with my fiance, female 37, for 2 years. We're getting married soon. I've only met her family a couple of times. My daughter, Judy, female 16, has never met them till very recently, where they hosted dinner to celebrate 4th of July. And that's when they met her for the first time. Judy has a visible burn scar on her forehead. It was due to an accident she was in when she was 9. She used to be incredibly insecure about it, to the point where I was forced to homeschool her, and it was hard trying to deal with and navigate through this rough time. Now, she's doing a lot better, though some comments can really cause her to become stressed out and anxious. My fiancé knows all that and respects it. Before we went to her parents' house, I asked her to tell them about Judy and her struggle and get them to try to not say anything negative about it or possibly mention it. She said she would guarantee no one will say anything. We got to the event and they talked to Judy and she slowly warmed up to them. Everything was going well till it was dinner time. My future mother-in-law looked at Judy while she was eating and pointed at her scar, basically asking questions about it, which made Judy lose her appetite and start to get uncomfortable. I kept sending my fiancé and her mum signs to knock it off, but to no avail. Finally, future mother-in-law then brought up the wedding and asked my fiancé if it would be possible to Photoshop the scar out of any wedding photos that will have Judy in them, just in case they distract viewers. I was dumbfounded. Fiancé said nothing, just stared casually while nodding. I looked at Judy and it was clear this got to her. I leaned closer and asked if she was feeling uncomfortable and that we could leave if the answer was yes. She took her time, then nodded and said, "Yes, I'm feeling uncomfortable right now." I got up and told her to get ready because we are leaving. My fiancé, her mum and the family started insisting we finish dinner and stay, but I refused. I took Judy and got in the car and left before even talking to my fiancé. Obviously, she was pissed. She called and was angry, talking about how I disrespected her parents by taking Judy and leaving in the middle of dinner and not even saying goodbye. I told her that Judy was feeling uncomfortable with future mother-in-law's comments and questions. She said Judy overreacted and is in need to go back to therapy if a simple mention of her scar caused her to react that way. I got tired of arguing and asked her to give us some time, but she went on at me and said that I have no respect for her and her family and that what I did was irrational. And now she won't speak to me till I clear things up with her family after ruining her celebratory dinner. I do wonder what goes through people's heads when they say these kind of shitty things like this. What makes them think that's an okay thing to say? Oh, we want to Photoshop part of your face out of the photo in case it makes others uncomfortable. What the hell? And then your fiance comes into this and has the absolute cheek to say you disrespected my family. After your family just disrespected this girl in front of everyone, with fiance and family already knowing the struggle she's already going through and the trouble she's faced in her past. And I think in this situation, you know, she said she won't speak to you to clear things up with her family. I would say that's absolutely fine. We're not going to be talking for the foreseeable future. And again, it's one of those ones that I would love to see that person, the fiance, show them this Reddit post and all the comments and see, would their opinion change? What would be their thoughts after it? It may not change, but I would love to know what is going through that noggin. But we'll start off with Colorado Grown, who says, "Oh, OP, your fiance has shown her true colors. She doesn't in fact care about your daughter. If she did, she would have realized that your future mother-in-law suggesting you Photoshop out the scar so it doesn't distract is hella insulting. If I were you, I'd rethink the wedding and that family. They owe you and Judy the apology, not the other way around. Not the arsehole." Mama replies to that one saying, "Have you considered that maybe your fiance might have put her mum up to make that shitty suggestion? Maybe she is the one uncomfortable with a scar in the photos, but didn't want to be the one to say it. In my experience, people say shit like that behind people's backs, not to their faces on first meetings." Old Grump Gamer says, "Not the arsehole, and your fiance's mother needs to apologize. Who points to someone, especially a child's face, and goes, 'Wow, that scar is ugly. Hope we can Photoshop her face in the wedding photos.'" Which Opie replied saying, "My fiance justified it as a joke, saying her mum didn't mean it that way and didn't know that this was going to happen. I disagree because I already told her about how Judy feels about it, yet got ignored." Lynn Chat says, "Not the arsehole. Sadly, you just got a glimpse of how your marital life is going to go. Wife will make promises and then she and her family will just do or say whatever crass cruel thing they feel like. This is how they are going to treat your daughter at first meeting. Imagine how it would be later. If it were me, they could Photoshop the whole dang wedding." Neon Tangle says and quotes, "She called and was angry talking about how I disrespected her parents by taking Judy and leaving in the middle of dinner and not even saying goodbye." Then goes on to say, What about being angry that her parents pointed out at the dinner table during their very first meeting a feature on your daughter's face? That happens to be a major insecurity and suggested to digitally alter it to make it better suit the photos. Like, what the fuck? If she really cannot see the issue here and is saying you are the one being disrespectful, you need to seriously reconsider that moving forward. Not the arsehole. Good for you for being there for your child. And let's have one more comment from Karma Will Getcha, who says, not the arsehole. And this is your problem right here. And quotes, before we went to her parents' house, I asked her to tell them about Judy and her struggle and get to try and not say anything negative about it or possibly mention it. She said she would guarantee no one will say anything. And goes on to say, why didn't your fiance speak up and say something? Especially after guaranteeing that no one would say anything. You need to have a serious talk with her about this. She should have been the one putting her mother in place. What your future mother-in-law said was beyond rude, especially the photoshopping comment. It sounds like your fiance agrees with her family and their treatment of your daughter. Serious red flags here. That time to reevaluate this relationship. Now, what do you guys make of this situation?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you have dealt with it if it was you? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories and the channel in general. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much. And don't forget mark-narrations.com, where you can find the whole selection of podcasts if you prefer to listen in a different format. Totally up to you. But I love having you here and seeing your comments at the same time as well. So, your choice. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today.